proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. With today's session, we conclude our study of Israel's provocations in the wilderness. Even after the incidents listed at Kadesh Barnea, the Israelites continued to provoke God to anger. It seemed as though neither His grace nor His punishments appeared to have any effect on them. For instance, Numbers chapter 16 recorded an uprising against Moses and Aaron, a revolt led by Dathan and Abiram, leaders from the tribe of Reuben, and Korah, a Levite from the tribe of Levi. The rebels confronted Moses and Aaron, saying, quote, "Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord," unquote. God responded in a remarkable manner. He opened the earth, enabling these men and their followers going directly to Sheol, that is to the underworld, authenticating the genuineness of the ministry of Moses and Aaron. However, the very next day after that happened, the Israelites accused Moses and Aaron of having, quote, "killed the people of the Lord," unquote. God inflicted the Jewish nation with a plague on that occasion. Had Aaron not made an atonement for the Jewish nation, all the Israelites would have died. As it was, over 14,000 of them perished on that occasion. Yet another uprising occurred when the Israelites journeyed around the borders of Edom. They resorted to uttering a familiar complaint. Quote, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." God sent fiery serpents, whose sting caused death among those who were bitten. And according to Numbers chapter 21, quote, "much people of Israel died," unquote. At another time, according to Numbers chapter 25, quote, "Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel," unquote. The context of that passage suggested that the Israelites had committed sexual immoralities in collaboration with the pagan Moabites. God sent the plague to kill 24,000 members of the Jewish nation. Yet again, in the 9th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses reminded the second generation of Israelites about the sins of their parents. He exhorted them to, quote, "remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness," unquote. At that time, Moses also remarked, quote, "ye have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you," unquote. Throughout the Old Testament, God confirmed that assessment of his covenant people. He repeatedly described the Jews as, quote, "rebellious," unquote, quote, "stiff-necked," unquote, and, quote, "hard-hearted," unquote. The author of Psalm 78 described the Jewish nation as, quote, "a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, in whose spirit was not steadfast with God," unquote. Christians should heed the admonitions contained in Psalm 32. Quote, "be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in by bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee," unquote. Christians are to govern their behavior, remembering that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.